You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Man, we've had some great guests today, haven't we?
A lot of fun.
Just, and I think we're the only show that'll go from pro wrestling to the Malpa Center for the Arts.
That's all right. I think that just shows the breadth of the community and what's going on,
You're both bringing something cool to the community.
Love it.
And quality stuff, too. Yeah.
Introduce
which is cool.
Our special guest, Jim.
The Malpa. What's the title?
Malpa Cultural Center.
That slipped. And I love that place. And we are so, I was telling you before we came on the air, how fortunate we are to have that. And you have an event coming up. And
Katie Compton and Nancy Pierce.
You always interrupt me when I start talking about the event.
I was going to do that. People's names first.
That is not really true.
Then where they work.
That's not really true.
Todd.
I'm not getting in the middle of this. I'm not going to be the child that has to pick the parent.
Yeah. We love your facility.
You get to live
there,
with one of us. Who's it going to be?
And you've got a great exhibit coming up. And thanks for being in here. So, Katie, you are kind of the director. And tell us what the art display that's coming up here.
Sure. So we just opened our newest free atrium exhibit. So this one you don't have to pay. Come see. And it's called Art of the Aviary. And it's in partnership with the Green Bay Art Colony. And it's all local artists. It's, kind of devolves into like the world of flight and the world of aviation. So it's a really beautiful exhibit. And Nancy here is with me today from the Green Bay Art Colony, and she actually has some pieces in it. And she can tell us a little bit about how great that organization is as well.
Yeah, Green Bay Art Colony has been around for over 100 years. Yeah. It started...
We got a brochure on that from yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back in 1915.
Yes.
So, and they helped start the Neville Museum. Because they all wanted a place to exhibit their art. And then it evolved into Green Bay Art Colony.
Talk about the uniqueness of that organization.
Well, the fact is that we're only a women's organization. Yeah. And I believe that we are the oldest women's art organization in the state.
I believe
terrific.
That.
Right.
Really,
1915. Wow.
Yeah. A nice legacy behind us and hopefully continues. But yeah, we have 19 different artists at this exhibit. A lot of really cool art, different media. We've got photography, sculpture, painting, three-dimensional.
And what is your niche?
Mine is photography.
And when it comes to the display of aviation, what kind of things will we see under your display?
Well, it's less about aviation and more about the broad area of flight. So... you'll see a lot of birds. You'll see sky. You will see composites that bring both of those together.
The display is up now?
It started this Wednesday, I believe, was the first Tuesday.
Yep, this last week. And then we had an opening on Friday, which was
June 18th,
well attended.
I think, right?
Yep, and the really nice thing about this one is that everybody's local. And so when you come in and you can experience these pieces, these are all people living in your community, and you can just see the amount of talent for the people. You know, you're walking by them in Target, and you're like, you don't know, but these people are very talented. These are very beautiful pieces, and they're very diverse when you look through them. So it's a really cool exhibit.
And we were mentioning during the break, we had Naomi on the other day, and Jim and I went to like her... it wasn't a grand opening last summer, but
it's an open house at the Art Garage.
That's where I'm looking. Yeah, the Art Garage. And it's the same thing. It's like we'd be looking and say, wow, look at this. Where did this come from? And the lady will be like, well, that's mine.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, that's almost like scary. How does somebody have that kind of talent versus us?
I'm amazed at how much talent there is here in the arts and, you know, the visual arts, but, you know, just the music arts. We have somebody coming the performing arts. It's just, we're very blessed here in this community. I think we've been a little bit overshadowed by the athletic arts, which is great. I mean, we are. We've been very fortunate. But what a great display. And that flight is, that's pretty broad brush.
It is. I mean, and it's fun to see where their imaginations have taken them, because there's quite a broad variety of subject matter and the way they've executed it.
Tell us about photography, because that's changed so much over the years, hasn't it, with technology?
It has. Used to be 35 millimeter was the standard, and it was film, and now you can hardly find anyone who can develop film. We've gone into the digital age. And even processing it is still done by hand, because the processing is done digitally a lot of times with Photoshop. But
okay, we got it. Because I had a photography class in college, and there was something magical about taking that thing and putting it in the solution or whatever and seeing that thing appear.
Wasn't that fun?
That was so much fun.
Yeah, that was fun. It was kind of magic.
It was magic, exactly.
But it's also fun when you're working on the computer to bring a picture to life, because the camera only sees light.
Okay.
What you saw with your eyes needs to be brought out of that picture. It's not automatic. You might have to brighten it. You might have to sharpen it. You might have to tweak the colors, because the camera didn't see the difference between the bright pink and the pale pink. So it is a little bit like magic when you're still working on the computer, but it's a different process.
And how many how many artists do you have again? You told me that.
19.
Okay, and how many pieces of art did you display?
It's little bit over 50.
Yeah, I only have three pieces in there.
Okay.
Some people have one, some people have three,
that
four.
That must have been difficult for you to pick three pieces when given the subject matter was aviation.
Yeah, it was an open-ended subject, so it was hard to kind of pare it down to what I wanted to put in the show.
Okay, and there's, how many did you say?
A little bit over 50 pieces.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. And it's just different types. Is there some sculpture there, or
there's some sculpture, photography, there's paintings,
fabric.
That's right. There's some textile arts. It's really cool, because with that broad, like with the aviary being the topic so broad, like Nancy was saying, it's cool to see how everybody kind of took that topic and made it their own. So there's a lot of birds, but there's some that have no birds. And so just to kind of see the variations on how that creativity came out with that one.
You know what
topic
I think is one of the cool things taking place in art right now?
Yeah.
And you people might say, well, that's not really right. It's when these people put together these sculpture type things of things they find beachcombing.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen some of those?
Yeah.
It's amazing what they can create out of pieces of glass and things that they find on the beaches and walking around.
Yep. And sometimes it's not even beach. Sometimes it is just litter or, you know, recycled or things like that. I believe one of the artists, she uses like a foam, like a packing foam in the current exhibit. And she kind of carves part of that out and then paints it and then puts a resin over it to give it a little bit more texture. So I think even some of those pieces have different kind of media. You know, they're mixed media.
Right.
Just to see that creativity.
That's what I mean, the creativity of some people. When you don't have that, as a person that doesn't have that.
It's creative in the subject matter, but it's also very creative in the techniques used to present the final
Piece of art. I mean, that's so impressive.
Right.
You know, that skill that, and again, is art, and whatever you want to, you know, use as what art is it? In any way, an acquired skill, or when you were born, did you have those chromosomes that said, this is what I'm going to be good at?
Well, I think everybody is good at art when they're young and they're uninhibited and can just do what
they feel like doing. Uninhibited.
But I think as we grow older, we have perfectionistic tendencies and we want it to look perfect. And when it isn't perfect, we get discouraged. And if there isn't somebody there to help kind of nurture you along, that sort of just kind of gets put in the back.
Right. I can see that.
So were you a teacher? You seem like you encourage people to not get intimidated and not become...
supportive.
Right, don't let perfection get in the way of good enough.
I'm speaking personally.
Oh, that's great.
No, I'm not a teacher, but I find that I am probably my worst critic.
Yeah,
a lot of us are. I look at it and say, well, that's not how it looked. And then the other part of me says, but... how can you make it that way? What can you do? How can you change it? And I think with the darkroom, you had a lot less control over how that final product was manipulated and changed and encouraged in the darkroom, whereas now the sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. And so there's
Katie, will some of this artwork be for sale?
Some of it is for sale. So we do have a brochure there that you can flip through it and you can contact the artists and the prices are in it. Some of it is already sold. Some of it's not for sale. And actually, if you come in and visit our Splurge gift shop, some of the artists have additional pieces for sale in the gift shop of various sizes and various price points and things like that.
Is it getting the reputation now around the state that this is kind of a hub, so to speak, of cool original art?
You know, we hope so. One of our focuses is just bringing in things that we feel the community wants to see and then getting that feedback from the community.
Right.
And this one here is, you know, being all local artists, we've really had a really good reception, people coming in specifically to see it. And two, because their friend is in it, their neighbor, you know, somebody they saw on social media, you know, they know people in it and they want to come see the art. But also people are just curious what is going on in the community. I think, like Jim said before, we have a lot of really talented people in this community. And, you know, we have musicians
and
in every Thursday.
Underrated.
And I think that knowing that and enjoying some of that is really, we're getting there as a community. We're seeing all the music and the arts kind of come out a bit more.
That's awesome.
One thing I think that the Mulva is good at is involving kids and your once a month sessions that the kids can come and do something artistic. And we have two days that Green Bay Art Colony is going to be the teachers. Those are coming up. One is going to be kids can create a birdhouse, paint a birdhouse, decorate a birdhouse.
Okay. Stop right there. I wasn't contacted. You know about my birdhouse building ability?
No. No.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell us.
Actually, they do.
Yeah, that's my passion is building barnwood birdhouses.
Oh.
Yeah.
These are miniature ones that we're doing. And then we're letting people come in and they can decorate them. But one of the artists is going to lead that session. So every second Saturday of the month, we have a drop-in program that goes from noon to 3. And so for the July and the August, sorry to remember what month it is. The July and the August ones, we're going to have artists from the Green Bay Art Colony come in. And so the birdhouse is the first one, but they're a little bit smaller.
All right. Well,
they're adorable. They're very cute. The ones
they can be done in a short period of time and you go home with something that's finished and cool.
I think it's great what you said, where the art community is giving back.
Yeah.
I don't think you could ask for anything better than that.
And I thought that was interesting what Nancy said about that. I think maybe everyone is a little bit of an artist, but for whatever reason, they didn't pursue it.
You get that one bad grade when you're in the sixth grade on an art project.
Or criticism. Grade or criticism. I know we're going to go to a quick break here. But, Katie, we just need to talk a little bit more about all the things the MOBA offers. And I know some of it may cost some money, but so much of it is free as well. And, again, as I told you, it's such a beautiful building. I don't think people understand how welcoming that building is.
Yeah.
I know Nancy, you've been there a lot of times, but I think
when you look at us, we're kind of statuesque, and I think people find it, we're a little intimidating, but when you come in and we're anything but the team, everybody's very welcoming. And, you know, just to put this out there, on July 4th, actually from 10 to 3, we're going to be open for free during those hours. So you can come see the exhibits.
And see everything.
We're going to be running two films. Cool. I mean, if you want something in the cafe, that'll cost you a little, but everything else you can do for free that day.
Right. I'll talk more about all the things that you offer there. And even if it is cost money, it's not a lot, you know. You're priced so well. We're so fortunate to have that here, thanks to the Mulvas. All right, we're gonna be right back with
Katie Compton and Nancy Pierce, Mulva Cultural Center for the Arts. Back after this.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring? And spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Coming up in a few minutes, we've got Daddy Deep Productions, live music, exclusive and Nate. And we've got our man, the man is in the house. Glam Band Dennis, which will always be fun. Katie Compton, Nancy Pierce talk about the Mulva Cultural Center for the Arts. And, you know, Jim and I were actually just talking during a break here today. I was at Walgreens in De Pere, and you walk out, and it's like, whoa, that is quite the impressive structure.
Yeah, we have a beautiful building. And with some of the engineering that went into it, you know, we have heat that comes through the floors, and we have the way the snow melts. Like, there's all these things that were really thoughtfully put into it, and I think that's what we also try to bring into the exhibits and to the films and everything we're bringing in. You know, we try to give that thoughtful, like, what are people curious about, and that's what we kind of want to lean into.
Nancy just texted us. She says, hey, please make sure that while talking about the Mulva, somebody mentions the gift shop. It is a great place to find really unique, one-of-a-kind gifts at all price points.
Yes, so we have a gift shop right when you walk in. It's called Splurge. And, you know, we have some local artists in there from Art of the Aviary, but some local artists that are also not. So we have gifts from artists from all over the country. So a lot of one-of-a-kind, unique things in that gift shop. So if you're looking for a gift or if you're looking for something original, it's really a great place to stop by. But it has all price points. And I think sometimes people walk into a gift shop like that and they think everything is too expensive. It really isn't. We also have a section that is just about our exhibits. So right now we have Spy and we have Explore Your World. So we have little books on spycraft for kids. And
let's mention the food.
Oh, yeah. We had
a great brunch on Sundays, too.
We do. Yeah.
People love to go to brunch.
I didn't know that until I drove past yesterday and I saw it on the marquee.
Oh, yeah.
So I get that. That's awesome. Probably the comment I get quite a bit when people walk in.
And
they're like, we didn't realize you had a restaurant.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, it does say on the side of the building, like, like Sunday brunch or whatever. So we have a beautiful restaurant. It's called Savor on Broadway.
Yep.
We do lunches Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We do brunch on Sunday. And then we do dinners on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's a unique menu. We change it out about twice a year. Some local flavors. We look for local things in the community, bringing stuff in fresh. So
I was going to say your sandwich, it's very fresh salads,
yes.
And it's a healthy place to eat.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, wouldn't that.
Well, I mean, we're trying to do like more farm to table. Right. So it isn't driving necessarily from, you know, the other side of the world to get here. And there's not necessarily anything wrong with that. But that's what our focus is kind of bringing in that fresh food, things that are going to be more seasonal. And since it's changing up, anytime you go in there, you might get something completely different.
I bet they don't have pasty night.
I don't think they do.
We do not.
No, I don't remember seeing
too much
that.
At brunch, though, we have some really great waffles and stuff. And a lot of times that flavor is changing. I know we've had like key lime and things like that. So, you know, it's got something different.
How old do I sound using the word lard?
Right. Katie, I think you have so many events there, and I just think there's still people out of the 200,000 people that live here. Yeah. I don't know what percent has been there. Back in the day, I'm going to age myself a little bit. We had this passport in your own town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you go to places because there are a lot of people that hadn't been to the botanical gardens. I mean, it's like, everybody's been to Bay Beach and Lambeau Field, although the Hall of Fame, a lot of people hadn't been to the new one, right? And You would get this stamped, and I don't know, maybe there was 20 things in there. I don't even know. And then you turned it in, and there were gifts that you could win.
Okay.
And one of them, of course, was Packer tickets. But then there were some other things that people could win. And a lot of people did that. And I think that would be cool to do again.
Yeah.
And I think you have a couple months to do it. It's not like you have to do it in a weekend.
Yeah.
But I just think there's just so many cool things that happen. And I think that, you know, even Tarl's Place.
Tarleton?
The Tarleton needs to, I don't know, that's a cool place in Green Bay.
Yeah.
You have a lot of cool stuff in De Pere and everywhere, right? So anyway, I just think that we should maybe work on that together so we can get
absolutely.
More exposure.
And I think that you're hitting the nail on the head there. There's a lot of really awesome things in the community.
That's relatively
new. You've got the Neville, the Botanical Garden, things that have been here a little bit and they're in people's brains, but then like, I haven't been there in forever. And so this kind of gets people out because they're always changing their stuff.
And I hate to throw this out there with him, but Bay Beach, I took my granddaughters there, and they're from Madison, where you've got everything in the world. And you can go to Wisconsin Dells. They just thought that was the coolest place they've ever been.
Absolutely.
And look at what they've added in the last 10 years.
Yes,
and look at the Botanical Gardens.
And you buy 40 tickets for like $5.
But the Botanical Gardens, that bowl they have there, and those concert series. And, you know,
they have festivals.
Right.
People
are upgrading. They've been here for a while, but you got to be competitive. Talking to Badger State about it. You got to be competitive.
And
anyway, I just think we got to work on that together. But let's get back to how great this is with Nancy and this display.
I just want to say one more thing about because I've always been interested in photography, even with being in TV and in newspaper type work where I used to do that and everything like that. And it's not just pointing and shooting. And then the camera industry, I think, has try to sell it that, oh no, even with our camera, it doesn't matter. You just point and shoot. That isn't it at all, isn't it? Yes, anybody can do that, but to make something that somebody wants to put on a wall, that takes a skill.
Well, it's kind of funny, but it's kind of like saying to a writer, a gifted writer, you must have a wonderful typewriter.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
The camera isn't necessarily what makes a good picture.
Exactly.
It's the eye and what you do to it afterwards.
Yes. That's cool.
And it's too bad Kodak didn't keep up with the times, right? You know, great company goes under because it changed. And if you don't change with the times, and you obviously did, you know, and I think that's cool, but that you, but some things never change, and that's the photographer, not the photography.
Correct.
You know,
what that photographer sees is the key.
Right.
Yeah. And it is about what you see. And it's fun to go out with several people in a camera group and then come back and share photos and say, I never saw that. Where was that? We each see something different. And that's kind of fun to see what's going on in people's minds.
I'm really interested because you must have, I'm going to guess, thousands of pictures. And I'm going to be interested in the three that you picked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that must have been, difficult.
It was. I have one that's just a black and white. All you see is the black background, which is water, and one single white feather floating on the water.
Wow.
Just very simple.
That's awesome.
Great stuff.
I can't wait to see that.
Katie Compton, Nancy Pierce, Smallville Cultural Center for the Arts. You got to stop down there, folks. This is really cool.
Right, and free on July 4th. So 10 to 3.
The whole thing.
Whole thing. Come on down.
That's awesome, Nancy.
And then next year at this time, 1 year from now, I'm going to be doing my birdhouse exhibit.
All right.
Well,
stay in contact with us. We'll see what we can do.
I will. Thanks for being here. We come back. We got our Daddy D Music Live series coming up.
Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Dennis is doing my part.
Okay. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, then you can do my
part. Where it says John.
Go. Okay, I'm John. It's a free ticket Friday. It's your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets for Sunday, June 29th versus the Rockies. Here's how to win.
All right, our key word is park, P-A-R-K, park. Just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword park to be entered into the statewide contest.
Once again, the keyword is park. Text in before 9 a.m. for your chance to win.
And your next chance coming up after 9 o'clock with Matt and Air on air. That's Jane Matt and Air and Greg Bach. That word is park, your chance to win right now with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
And welcome back. We got Daddy D Productions live music series, Glam Band Dennis in the house. How you doing, my brother?
How you doing?
You're looking good, man.
Must have been something I ate. How are you guys doing?
Great, doing great.
You know what's interesting is this episode starts, the sun pops out.
Always.
Can you dig it? I can dig it.
Okay, can I just ask a quick question? Did we lose one of your guys?
The muscle?
Wasn't there three
Arturo? He's behind the camera.
He's behind
the camera, the glass.
Is he strong-arming Todd behind the mic?
I thought I know we've offended guys quickly, but not that quickly.
Usually they stay for a minute or two.
Yeah.
He's a little bit shy, but
introduce yourselves. First of all, I'm really jealous that you guys are as young as you are and as talented as you are, but go ahead.
I appreciate it. Well, I'm Jesus Castillo, better known as artist named Exclusive. Find me on all platforms, but yeah, that's me. And then I'm here with my buddy Nate.
Yeah, so I'm Nate. My artist name is Nate DiCapo, as sorts like that, so you can find me underneath all that. You know, I'm turning 21 next week, and we all push this music.
Must be flipping nice. So, explain what DiCapo means.
So DiCapo is an Italian music term for back to the beginning. So every time I go and make a project to, you know, when I make a Nate DiCapo project, that means it's a self-produced project. Every time I go and make a self-produced project, I go back to the beginning. What can I do to make something new? What can I do to just start over and just create something different?
Right on. Beautiful. I like that part of it.
Yeah.
That's what you encourage, isn't it, Dennis?
Oh, I absolutely. This guy's just full of it. I mean, he's when I say that, I mean, he's got the spirit. He's got the spirit of the music in him, you know, and he's you can see the creativity. Actually can see it. It's just awesome.
Hey, his work ethic is crazy. He run laps around me, you know, like it's crazy. Like his work ethic, like, big inspiring, which is why I wanted him here. You know, I wanted to put him in the radio, you know, so he can get his name out there and stuff. And we're about to perform a song. Well, later on in the section, right, we're about to perform a song together. And yeah.
But go ahead. Exclusive are the two of you or you?
No, that's just me. That's just me. You. Exclusive. And then this is Nate DiCapo.
So, okay. Yeah. All right. And you guys, but you work together.
Yeah. He literally took me under his wing probably about like 2 years ago now, I would say. And like, you know, that was back when I was like 18 years old and I was still like very immature, but he still took me under his wing and taught me everything.
What's he talking about being immature? I'm still working. You haven't grown up yet. I'm still working on that one.
Yeah. We're three times your age and we're still immature. Yeah.
I saw him like when I first met him, I met him through another buddy. His name is Michael, you know, shout out Michael. And I met him. He brought him to a studio because I go to UWO for music. So I'm in UWO for audio production and business. So I do music and I own a business. And so I do that. And then one day he brought him with. And then right off the back, like, you know, I liked him. I'm not gonna lie, you know, like he said, he was a little bit immature. At first it was like, you know, it took me a minute, but then as he got older, I saw him mature more in the music and I saw that he was more serious. And then we started hanging out more, hitting the studio more and stuff like that. And then now we're making songs together. He's producing his own stuff. Like, very proud of this young man right here.
Yeah, that's awesome. Next week on the album, we have a song called The Light. And that's, you know, like I said, produced by me. And it's one that's by him and I. And so that's going to be out next week as well.
All your music is original?
Oh yeah, everything. Like I'm not gonna lie, like some of the beats we do get from YouTube. Obviously we pay licenses and stuff, but some of the beats are from YouTube, so you gotta pay a license to the producer of the beat and stuff like that. But some beats are made from my buddy Brendan. He's another beat maker that we met at UWO. And I don't know, everything's starting out at UWO. You know, like we have like the whole like the cameraman out there, the beat maker, like everything's starting out there. So it's been going pretty good.
All right. And any tape that say at least for me, any tape that's a Nate DiCapo tape, all the beats are made by me.
All right. We're not talking about the beats for that grow on the ground, kids.
You know, we're just at Mino farm to table. Hungry. Mino's getting hungry in there.
For guys our age are looking for better circulation. But so explain to the layperson beats, the concept of beats, what that means and how that creates your music.
Okay, so basically if we get them off YouTube, like basically like, well, I'm gonna just tell you my process, right? Like if I'm feeling inspired, like I want to write a song or do something, I literally just go on YouTube and then like I just look up like an artist type beat and then I just like I see if I like it or not, and then like all of a sudden like the first couple lines that come into my head, that's the chorus of the song. That's usually what works for me. Like if
let me hear, can you do one live, a beat, a good beat?
Maybe not right now. I'm a little bit nervous. I'm a little nervous
you.
Right now.
But I got one for you.
Go ahead.
So
like that.
There you go. Yeah,
that was a little right word.
I love that.
That surprises me that they're like patented. That that you have to buy it.
Yeah.
That they're that.
They have copyrights for that.
Is there that many? Yeah. I mean, isn't it all kind of like
just out there for anybody to see?
They're all like kind of the same. Yep. You know, the 60s were kind of the same, 70s. It's not, huh? They're people own that.
Yeah, if you're the first one to copyright it, it's yours. Yeah, you get the rights,
that.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't know that. On the title of the beat, like let's say you go on YouTube right now and you find like any beat, it's going to say free. But like it's really not free. They just put it's kind of like a clickbait, you know. And then like, but then you read the description. It says free, but you have to buy a license or whatever. So it's really not free. But some of them are. Some of them say free for profit, which but it's rare to come across. Okay. But I mean, some of them like say like I had a couple songs that, like even though I paid for like the license, they took them down because I guess like they just didn't see the license or whatever. They took them down and stuff. But like it's like. It's kind of a, I don't even know. Right, like,
you guys ready to turn this place apart?
Daddy D Productions Live.
All right.
Who are we going to hear?
Let's hear the one with you guys both.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Bring it on.
Yeah, let's get it. It's a Spanish and English song that me and Nate did.
Oh, we Spanglish. I love it.
Yeah, Spanglish.
I don't even speak Spanish. It took me 4 hours to write my verse.
Lo que tú quieres. Estamos solos. Dime lo que prefieres. Tú nada más me hablas cuando a ti te conviene. Tú nada más quieres cuando el fili se prende. Dímelo, mami. Dime lo que tú quieres. Estamos solos. Dime lo que prefieres. Tú nada más me hablas cuando a ti te conviene. Tú nada más quieres cuando el fili se prende. Dímelo, mami, dime lo que tú quieres. Estamos solos, dime lo que prefieres. Tú nada más me hablas cuando a ti te conviene. Tú nada más quieres cuando el fili se prende. Dímelo, mami, dime lo que tú quieres. Estamos solos, dime lo que prefieres. Tú nada más me hablas cuando a ti te conviene. Tú nada más quieres cuando el fili se prende. Dímelo, mami, dime lo que tú quieres. Estamos solos, dime lo que prefieres. Tú nada más me hablas cuando a ti te conviene. Tú nada más quieres cuando el fili se prende.
Tell me why I ain't see your love tonight. Let me see your hips and thighs. Your body has me hypnotized. You got a player, si bien te amo. Dime si es todos mis los vatos. Mi amor, ¿qué estás haciendo? Can you sway your waist to the waves of the tienes por más que no entiendo. No puedes tener todo mi amor, se ha ido. Me causan no estar centrado en el dinero. Mami, I'm sorry, right now let's connect the spiritual.
Oh. Dímelo, mami, dime lo que tú quieres. Estamos solos, dime lo que prefieres. Tú nada más me hablas cuando a ti te conviene. Tú nada más quieres cuando el fili se prende. Dímelo, mami, dime lo que tú quieres. Estamos solos, dime lo que prefieres. Tú nada más me hablas cuando a ti te conviene. Tú nada más quieres cuando el fili se prende. Dímelo, mami, dime lo que tú quieres. Estamos solos, dime lo que prefieres. Tú nada más me hablas cuando a ti te conviene. Tú nada más quieres cuando el fili se prende. Dímelo, mami, dime lo que tú quieres. Estamos solos, dime lo que prefieres. Tú nada más me hablas cuando a ti te conviene. Tú nada más quieres cuando el fili se prende.
I see your love tonight. Let me see your hips and thighs. Your body has me hypnotized.
Yeah, that was me and Nate. Yeah. Exclusive and Nate, live. You know what I'm saying? We made this song in like, what, like 30 minutes? I don't even know. We did it so quick.
Awesome. But, Exclusive and Nate, Daddy D Productions live music series with Dennis from the Glam Band.
The
Dennis.
Only, I have to say, the only wow. word I knew in that, dinero. That's the only thing I knew.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but it all sounded great.
Oh my gosh, that was awesome.
So here's this guy from Hortonville dropping some Spanish on y'all.
A lot. Yeah.
Dang, yo.
Hey, hold on. And he wrote it by himself. I did not help him. Yeah, I speak Spanish. Yeah. And all that. He wrote it by himself completely.
I locked myself in a room for about 4 hours. Wow. And I said, I got to do the song justice.
Wow.
And I, you know, if you listen to it, you know, and you know Spanish, it kind of makes sense. So, you know,
we hope there are no Spanish swear words.
No. Everything was clean. It's okay. A clean song. Yeah.
So the music is what you purchased. Or what was the
beat?
Oh, for this song?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, the beat. Only the beat.
The instrumental. Yeah. So like the drums and the like the guitars.
Okay. And then you wrote that and put that to that music.
Correct, yeah. Cool. And then recorded it myself and then mixed my vocals. He mixed his. Then I sent him my vocals and then he mastered them all and blended them all together.
Wow.
See, what ended up happening though was like for this song, it has an interesting story because like I had this song. Like I recorded the chorus for this song like 3 years now, and I had it in the vault for the longest because I just didn't know what to do with it next. So you know, like dímelo mami, dímelo que tú quieres, like all that part. Like I wrote it. Like,
I was gonna ask you about that part.
Yeah. So I wrote that. Yeah.
You noticed John was singing along.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah. So like I wrote this little chorus like maybe like 3 years ago now, and I had it in the vault for the longest, and I would show all my friends like, bro, you gotta drop this. Like it's like the song of the summer. This and that.
It is hard.
I just didn't know what to do. Right. I just didn't know what to do. And then one day like Nate, he's like, he hit me up like, bro, we gotta get on something. And this is honestly our first song together. He was like, hey bro, we gotta get on something, like all this work that we're doing and we don't have a song together and this and that, right? And then yeah, one day I was on a trip in Mexico and then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna just send it to Nate. And then he sent it back to me within a day. And
wow,
that's
he,
awesome.
He sent me three different songs and he told me to pick one. I was going through, you know, I heard one, I was like, oh, you know, that's tough. Heard another one, oh, that's tough. And then I heard Dímelo Mami and I'm like, that's a hit.
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Can you translate?
Sorry.
I can translate. So I say, dímelo, mami, dime lo que. So I'll be like, tell me, girl, tell me what you want. Dímelo, mami, dime lo que tú quieres. Estamos solos, dime lo que. It's like, tell me, girl, what you want. I'm alone. We're alone. Tell me what you want.
That's a fair question.
It sounds so much better.
Yeah.
Sorry, I brought it up.
I don't think that song would have gone anywhere in English.
It makes me feel like, you know,
let it alone.
You should send it to Modelo and say, hey, man, make this a commercial. Put this on. Because it just gives you those vibes of summer.
Absolutely.
And you know,
the
refreshing Mexican Modelo beer.
For exactly. Sure.
You know? That's where that put me.
No, Modelo too, all the way. But yeah, that's basically, it's like, oh, tell me, girl, what you want. We're alone. Tell me what you want. You only hit me up. When you only hit me
when
you want something,
uh-huh.
And then,
so the theme's pretty much the same as all yours, Dennis.
See, I've been married before. I've been married before, so I know where you're going with that.
Yeah,
you know, he just wrote a song about Dennis's life.
I don't even know. So I mean, yeah,
I was entrenched right away.
This no wonder you felt so connected
great
to it.
Right on. We got sent to a break. Exclusive and Nate, Daddy D Productions, our live music series with glam band Dennis. You guys are awesome. This is fun. Stick around.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
All right.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hello. It's a free Ticket Friday. It's your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets for Sunday, June 29th versus the Rockies. Here's how to win.
All right, our keyword is park. P-A-R-K, park. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Store, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send the keyword park to be entered into this statewide contest.
Once again, the keyword is park. Text in before 9 a.m. for your chance to win.
Your next chance to play coming up after 9 o'clock with Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. It's a free Ticket Friday with Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, and we are here with our favorite part of the week, Daddy D Productions live music series with Exclusive and Nate.
Yes, sir.
Dennis, these guys are, and they're so young.
I know, yes, and they're going places too. There's, oh, yeah. You guys, man, the future is all yours.
I appreciate, that's freaking,
that is fantastic.
That. Yeah.
You got a lot of things coming up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well. First off, like, I just want to say, like, if you guys want to keep listening to more Spanish music, you know, if you really like what I'm doing, if you guys can support me at Exclusive, that's if you can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, all platforms, and Exclusive. The S in the middle is a dollar sign, and yeah, you can find me there. And my Instagram is official Exclusive with 3 E's. And yeah, basically that's.
But you like to stir it up a little bit. So on Spotify, it's Exclusive. The S is a dollar sign.
Yes.
And what's the 3 E's?
Oh, on
didn't Money Mayweather or somebody have that one first? There's,
yeah, basically that's what happened. Yeah, okay. I couldn't keep it the same because someone already took that in. So I had to add 3 E's at the end of it, Exclusive Official. And then, yeah, that's the only way it works. So.
Okay, I get it.
So, yeah.
All right.
What about you, my boy?
Yeah, and, you know, my Spotify username is Nate, but the easiest way to find me is Nate DiCapo on the hat. So just Nate DiCapo. I got an album dropping actually on Sunday, 21 songs for my 21st birthday. Every single instrumental made by me. All vocals recorded, mixed, and mastered by me as well.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow. July 6th, right?
July 6th, correct.
And yeah. That's on all platforms?
Yes. I just actually released 3 songs this past week and then 1 song with 3 other featuring artists on it last night. It is a hip hop album, so I just want to clarify that, you know, when you go in, you sure. know, it's hip hop elements in that. So
I find it interesting when people say they're dropping music. It's like, well, pick it up. I hope it doesn't break on the way down.
By the way, DiCapo also means the boss in Italian.
Yeah, it's also a music term in Italian for back to the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So a couple meanings, you know.
All right. So the beginning boss. What does this
the
mean?
Beginning boss. Right. Hey.
All right, we need to hear some more music. Who's this one coming from? Yeah, Exclusive.
Yeah, this basically. One. This is another Spanish one that I wrote a long time ago, actually, but it's about my life. It's in Spanish, but I hope you guys like it. Come on.
Hey.
All right, let's get it. Escribido tanto cuento, pero nunca de mi vida. Si te lo digo yo a ti, no sé cómo lo recibas. Está alta la tarifa de llegar con el Mesías. El dolor que tú cargas, tú no te lo merecías. Escribido tanto cuento, pero nunca de mi vida. Si te lo digo yo a ti, no sé cómo lo recibas. Está alta la tarifa de llegar con el Mesías. El dolor que tú cargas, tú no te lo merecías. Otro día siempre ando ready, ponte en acción. Llegó la obligación de salir de tu cantón. Con todo lo que sueño no se cumple sin calor. Con todo lo que tengo no se cumple sin temor. Ahora ya me ven y me dicen exclusivo. Cuando pasas por acá y te doy la despedida, ya tú sabes, mami, no me hables. Así que yo sé, claro, no me hables. Al contrario, con la pipa lo arreglamos. Solitario es lo que siempre ha sido, pero no vivido. Por mi madre agradecido, porque Dios yo he temido. Mi hijo escoge el camino que crees correcto. Atento de lo que has hecho, es tu momento. Acepto de lo que he hecho, es incorrecto. En cuento es lo que siento, al sentir por ciento me enfada al saber que hablan a mi espalda los mismos que decían que no cambiarían por nada. A veces yo ni sé si confiar en mi pana. Te doy un lugar y tú me tiras de la cama. Iguala y toda la energía por aquí cambia. Te daba mi corazón mientras tú lo desgarrabas. Tanto dolor que esto pasa por semanas. Le doy gracias a Dios, esto a mí ya me tocaba. A veces yo pensaba que no perseguía nada y ya tu pensamiento ya se sentían como balas. Y no te me acerques que ahorita no de malas, pero tengo talento, a mí nadie me para y no me separa. Mi visión está clara de llegar a mañana, no es cuento de hadas. Una tarde fría es como siempre se siente. Quiero robar el show, tengo flow delincuente, tengo flow que se siente. Mi meta está enfrente y no tienes que dudar que yo soy el siguiente. He escribido tanto cuento, pero nunca de mi vida. Si te lo digo yo a ti, no sé cómo lo recibas. Está alta la tarifa de llegar con el Mesías. El dolor que tú cargas, tú no te lo merecía. Escribido tanto cuento, pero nunca de mi vida. Si te lo digo yo a ti, no sé cómo lo recibas. Está alta la tarifa de llegar con el Mesías. El dolor que tú cargas, tú no te lo merecías. Yeah, come on.
That's the longest I've ever seen anybody go without breathing.
I was going to say, I was ready to do CPR there for a second, brother.
We had holy that little machine.
Wow. Yeah.
I think you took three breaths of the whole song.
Yeah,
man.
Well,
yeah, I took a couple. I don't know. I guess I'm good with my breath control.
He's,
you know,
talented.
Like,
when
wow.
When I'm recording, like, I kind of just, like, you know, I like, a lot of people like punching in. Like, they do, like, sections
of
the song.
Yeah.
I kind of just, like, doing one take and then, like, doing the next one like that and pick the best one.
Yeah, Nate, that's right, you, right.
George, is you're into it as much as he is.
Yeah, I actually haven't even gone to bed yet. I work night shifts, so I actually recorded two songs before coming here.
Oh, but you're just
here.
But you're like nodding your head at the same time he is.
Yeah.
That's what nice I meant.
I get tossed in the zone. Yeah, definitely. Like when I hear music, I just feel it. Like,
yeah.
Like I'm like it's like a connection that it's not just like listening. You know, it's like an experience for me at least. And you know, you feel the grooves and you just,
right.
You know.
Yeah, especially the Spanish. Like, he really gets into, I'm telling you, like, he surprised me with that Dime La Mami verse. Like, I'm telling you, I didn't help him, like, with a single word. He just did it himself. Like, it's
you,
crazy.
You and Mino were just really feeling the groove.
Yeah, we were. I was like.
I'm ready to hit the beach right now with some Modelo. I'm telling you.
Damn near, come on.
This is why we love this segment.
Yeah.
Daddy D Productions, thank you for your sponsorship. Our live music series, Dennis from the Glam Band.
Thanks, guys.
Was vocalist of the year for the second year in a row, the state of Wisconsin. Oh, so you got royalty sitting right here,
whatever,
encouraging you young musicians. That's why we enjoy
this. We're
going
to have to collab with those Spanish.
Yeah, we got to hook you up, get you guys playing with us.
Yeah, sir.
Come please, on. Please.
We'll do that.
Hey, thanks for having those guys. I appreciate it so much.
You guys are awesome.
We appreciate you coming down. Exclusive and Nate. We're done for the week. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Let's get it.
See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.